This is Diola Saint introducing Saint Rose Philippine Duchesne. Just who is this Rose Duchesne, of whom the state of Missouri thought so highly that her name was placed first in the Pioneer Roll of Fame in the state capital? Rose was born in Grenoble, France, in 1769. Her father was a lawyer and a businessman. Rose's mother set a good example for her daughter by showing her how to care for the less fortunate, the sick, and the poor. Rose, in turn, tried to help by giving her toys and even her allowance away to other children whom she knew. When her parents reminded her that those gifts were for her own pleasure, she replied that it became her pleasure to give them away. Rose was sent to a boarding school where she was taught by the Visitation Sisters. Under their care, she developed a deep devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and quietly planned to become a nun. But her father was influenced by the anti-religious spirit prior to the French Revolution and removed her from the sisters' care to have her home tutored and enrolled in dancing classes. She still kept her religious vocation in mind, however, for when her parents selected a husband for her, she refused to marry and replied that she wished to enter the religious life instead. Later, when she and her aunt were visiting a convent, she suddenly refused to leave, giving her poor aunt the task of explaining Rose's absence to the father. In time, he did give her permission to remain in the convent, but by then the events of the French Revolution had spread to Grenoble, where the convent was closed before Rose could profess her religious vows. She returned home, where she helped her family, needy townspeople, and the political prisoners who were confined in the convent buildings. When the revolution passed, she obtained permission from the government to reopen the convent, hoping to bring back the Visitation Sisters and continue her vocation. But the project failed, and the buildings were given to a new religious order of sisters called the Society of the Sacred Heart, which accepted her as a novice. One day, the sisters were visited by a missionary from America who described the great needs and rewards of the missionary life. Rose heard the call and knew her vocation was to become a missionary. However, the order was not yet prepared to send its sisters to missionary lands. Rose was required to wait for 12 years, hinting directly and indirectly that she was interested. Finally, a bishop in America sent the sisters a formal request. By now, the superior was quite ready to send Rose and four other nuns in answer to this call. Their destination was the town of St. Charles, located near St. Louis on the Mississippi River. Even at the age of 49, Rose was not discouraged by the bishop's letter of invitation. He had written, "If you come seeking the cross of Christ, you have taken the right road to find it. 1,000 unforeseen difficulties may arise. Your order may grow slowly at first. There will be physical and spiritual hardships. You must be open to all. One must plow before the crop grows. We will all reap the harvest in the next world." Upon their arrival, the sisters stayed in a log cabin which served both as a residence and the first free school west of the Mississippi. They worked with families who were French, Creole, English, and various nationalities. Their first winter was so cold that the milk froze in the bucket as it was carried from the barn to the cabin. The next year, they moved to a brick home closer to St. Louis. During this move, their cow ran away, which was their only source of milk, butter, and cheese. The good news was that one girl asked to study to become a nun. But the school fell upon hard times. Misunderstandings and jealousies arose between the families and the sisters, which caused enrollment to drop, and led Rose to write sadly, "They say everything about us except that we poison the children." However, several new Jesuits arrived who worked with the sisters to open 6 homes for girls along the Mississippi River Valley in the next 10 years. Rose has always prayed to be the missionary to the Indians. Finally, at the age of 71, she and 3 other sisters were assigned to start a girls' school among the Potawatomi Indians in Kansas. Upon their arrival, they were welcomed by the entire Indian tribe, some of whom brought them gifts of human scalps as a sign of respect. Conditions were harsh. There was no privacy in their small log cabin, and Rose had difficulty adjusting to the new dialect, which she found too difficult to learn. But she was dearly loved by the Indians, who named her the woman who always prayed. The next year, she was recalled to St. Charles, where she lived for 10 years until her death in 1852 at the age of 83. It was said that she was a St. Francis of Assisi of the Society. Everything about her was stamped with the seal of a crucified life. Through the grace of God, her body was found to be incorrupt. Her remains are buried at St. Charles, Missouri. Rose was declared to be a saint in heaven in 1988. The mission Rose undertook and the hardships she endured were carried out because of her love for God. Let us use her example of selflessness and desire to help others as a guide for our own life.